back in the Great Depression, 1935, Roosevelt's New Deal relocated a lot of Americans from wherever they were living to places where they might have a better chance of making a living. For the most part, these people were resettled within, 50 or 100 miles of where they were already living. Well, this film is about a group of people who were sent over 4,000 miles away from where they were living. These were farmers from the northern counties of Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Very remote, isolated area where it was particularly tough to make a living in those days. And they were shipped off to the Matanuska Valley in Alaska, a beautiful place, where they were expected to start an experimental farm colony. And the hope was to help these people escape the ravages of the Depression, but also to open up Alaska to settlement and give them a fresh start.
What originally attracted you to the story? How did you find out about it?
Well, you could call it fate or you could call it coincidence. Back in 1994, my friend Paul Hill and I went to Alaska just on a lark for vacation. Free ticket and a free place to stay because our friend Jim was living up there. He was born and raised in the Matanuska Valley. So we went to visit Jim, and he was living at that time with his grandmother, who was one of these original colonists from 1935. And she was still living in her colony-built home on her colony farm. And we just fell in love with her. She told us stories that kept us fascinated. For 3 days, we ate her homemade food and listened to her stories and said, "My God, this is a great story. Why have we never heard of this little piece of American history? Somebody ought to make a movie about it." And in a shared moment of insanity, we looked at each other and said, "Why don't we make the movie? It can't be that hard. It should only take a year or so." Well, with one thing and another, it did take 14 years to make the film, and it was worth every moment of it. It's been an incredible journey, the adventure of our lifetimes as well.
Within the history of doing this, about how many families, how many people were moved from the upper Midwest to Alaska for this, and how many remained to be the descendants today in that area?
There were just over 200 families who were part of the original project, and so with their children, it was just under 900 people. That's a large number of people to migrate all at once, and it made it one of the largest of the resettlement communities, and certainly the most ambitious, since you were moving people all the way across the country and over the ocean all the way to Alaska.
As for the folks that you met who were the original, I guess maybe we could call them pioneers, or
colonists,
yeah, or those who are the relatives, the descendants, did they see this move as, looking back on it, as something that was good, or was it sort of a boneheaded play by the government trying to figure out what to do with people during the Depression?
Well, funny you should mention it. The opinions as to the success of the Matanuska colony are all over the map, and you can get interview 100 people and get 100 different opinions. But for the most part, the people who stayed in Alaska and made a go of it, absolutely, they tell us that this was a success. It changed their families' lives for the better. It gave them a fresh start. Now, this was not a government handout, by the way. This was the government set them up on 40 acres of land and built a home and barn for them, set them up with farm animals, and gave them credit to make sure that they could still eat while they were building their farms and getting their farm started. They had 30 years to pay it off at a low-interest loan. So it was really not a handout, but a boost. And so most of the people who we talked to, the people who stayed in Alaska, absolutely said it was a success. Now, a lot of those people left, particularly within the first year, and went back to the Midwest. And yes, we include their stories as well. We tried to include both sides of the story. Also, if you talk to historians, most of them will say, the Matanuska colony wasn't a real success. The government poured a lot of money into it with questionable return. And historians will say that about most of the resettlement communities around the United States. There were over 100 of these resettlement communities.